Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally, I will sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar, some probably not, but they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Michael D. Young, and today we have Rise Up the Shepherd and Follow. This carol has its roots on southern plantations as a spiritual. It first appeared with just the words in print as part of a Christmas short story called Christmas Gifts, written by Ruth McHenry Stewart. It first appeared with music in The Southern Workman, where it appeared in conjunction with a letter to the editor about the necessity of employing African Americans in agricultural jobs. It gained wider traction through a book called Religious Folk Songs of the Negro as Sung on the Plantations, which was a collection of songs collected from slaves during the United States Civil War in Georgia and South Carolina. On slave plantations, many slaves were often given a break on the week between Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Famous abolitionist Frederick Douglass described the time, "The days between Christmas and New Year's Day are allowed as holidays, and accordingly we were not required to perform any labor more than to feed and take care of the stock. Those of us who had families at a distance were generally allowed to spend the whole 6 days in their society. By far the larger part engaged in such sports and merriments as playing ball, wrestling, running foot races, fiddling, dancing." Songs like this might have been sung during those blessed times of rest and togetherness at the end of each year. It follows the tradition of a European shepherd carol, where the main singer sings a line and the rest of the choir sings a refrain or answers the question posed by the first singer, and so it could be called an American shepherd carol. There were verses that were traditional, but the main singer might improvise other verses as he or she saw fit. And now, Rise Up the Shepherd and Follow. There's a star in the east on Christmas morn. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. It will lead to the place where the babe was born. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your flocks and leave your lambs. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your sheep and leave your rams. Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, and may God bless us.